May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 143. Rock of ages cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and power. 143.
Thank you. Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the first book of Samuel, chapter 30, the first 20 verses. Verses 1 to 20, 1 Samuel 30. And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south, and Ziklag had smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. So David went, he and the 600 men that were with him, and came to the brook Besor, where those that were left behind stayed. And David pursued, he and the 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which were so faint that they could not go over the brook Besor. And they found an Egyptian in the field, and brought him to David, and gave him bread, and he did eat, and they made him drink water, and they gave him a piece of a cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him, for he had eaten no bread nor drunk any water 3 days and three nights. And David said unto him, To whom belongest thou, and whence art thou? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt, servant to an Amalekite, and my master left me, because these 3 days are gone I fell sick. We made an invasion upon the south of the Kerithites, and upon the coast which belongeth to Judah, and upon the south of Caleb, and we burned Ziklag with fire. And David said to him, Canst thou bring me down to this company? And he said, Swear unto me by God, that thou wilt neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will bring thee down to this company. And when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing, because of all the great spoil that they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah. And David smote them from the twilight even unto the evening of the next day, and there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men which rode upon camels and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. And there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil, nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. And David took all the flocks and the herds which they drave before those other cattle, and said, "This is David's spoil." We'll leave the reading there. Let us pray. O dear Lord, O do help us to approach Thee, the God of heaven, whom no man can see, whom no man can approach. Thou shalt not see my face and live. For our God is a consuming fire. O may Thy tender fear be in our hearts as we pray. And may we speak to Thee in the spirit of prayer and worship with that humble awe of Thy solemn majesty upon our hearts. My life, my breath is in Thy hand, O Lord. All our days are appointed. We are but dust. From dust we came, from to dust we shall return. We all have sinned against Thee, all of us, and come short of the glory of God. All we like sheep have gone astray. Lord, truly we realize the heart knows its own bitterness. We each choose our own way. But pray for that rich grace. Oh, how we feel to need it. Oh, that grace to continually be upon us. For the dew of the Spirit to continually work in us. To lead us in the right way unto heaven at last. To undertake for us in every step of the journey, to appear for us and bless us, strengthen us and provide all our many needs. O Lord, do favour us in soul. We've been reading of David, Lord. Thou didst promise him upon that humble inquiry, at a time of great crisis, a time of judgment, a time of sorrow, a time of the trial of his faith. Thou didst promise him that he would recover all. And we read, and David recovered all. Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Uphold me with thy free spirit. Restore that which thou didst not take away. By our own foolishness and heart wandering, how we have come short of all that mercy. Yet, Lord, thou, that mercy still is full and rich, and over all yet, it is a sense of that blessing of eternal life, the nearness of the Holy Spirit, the dew to lay upon our branch. Lord, I know what I'm praying. Although thou'd restore to me that full joy, all that full happiness, and yet, Lord, with a double, a restoration, a latter rain, for your shame ye shall have double, for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Oh, we do pray that thou wilt shine, Lord, and we do come to thee confessing all our many sins, all the solemn shortcomings and failures. Forgive us for every wrong utterance, and Lord, the wrong thoughts. Cleanse thou me from secret faults, Lord, the hardness of heart. And may we never think hard of anyone in our heart. Lord, we need that softness for thy mercy to be pleaded, to be upon us for our sins, our failings, to be forgiven, and for life evermore to work. O Lord, do help us to pray. We come to the evening hour of worship, this appointed time, appointed place. O, we do seek thy blessing on the word. Thou knowest how each friend has come. Thou knowest the cares, the pathway, the hopes, the joys, the perplexities, the needs. O Lord, do supply that need. O dear Lord, we do want to hear thy voice. O leave us not to half truths and half blessing and half leading, as it were. We know what we mean. O Lord, we want leading to the dear Redeemer's feet, yet it is a mercy. It is a mercy to have some desire and some anticipation, some little knowledge of the grace of those feet, where the throne of grace is, the footstool of mercy. But oh, it is to be brought nigh, and it is for this we pray, and nothing less, Lord. Have a full mercy. Oh, do prepare us, and oh, we do need that full salvation. Lord, we plead for heaven to be with thee, which we do not deserve, and we live at this dying rate. We live under many reproaches and many judgments, Lord, and we plead that fullness that we have been singing of in the opening hymn. Oh, let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and power. Lord, it's nice to sing it. A mercy to have the need and feeling of it and the intensity of the prayer. But, O Lord, we do want the blessing of it. And we would humbly ask thee, pass us not by, though we deserve to be passed by forever. Do not pass us by, Lord. Do come. Do come where we are. And pick us up. I plead forgiveness. Lord, there is a place to plead. I plead forgiveness, for there is forgiveness with thee. I plead a full restoration, for David said, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Lord, may I be among those that shall know the glory of thy name, the name of Emmanuel, the glory of grace, the God of love, to feel that love from heaven, from God, in fullness, through the Lamb. Lord, we plead for help. We are poor, we are needy, we are undone. Many days of our pathway in religion have been formal, and that we confess and do know. O Lord, but make us lively and keep us in thy tender fear all the day long. We seek thy face, Lord, this night, thy blessing upon the word, blessing upon friends, blessing upon their hearts, blessing upon their pathway. Do hear the prayers that have gone up. We do not know who has prayed or what they have prayed. We believe there are praying people here, at least some, Lord. We know not every man's heart, thou knowest. It is not my business to know. Thou knowest. Lord, may my business be at thy footstool and not in other men's matters. But Lord, thou knowest. Dear Lord, do answer prayer and those urgent cries for help. Remember the poor this night, the needy, the destitute. Lord, remember us, favour us. Ah, Lord, dear David, how we love his breathings, but it is his God we love. It is thee we long for, whom to know is life eternal. Lord, let me trust thy faithfulness. Let me trust that name. Let me depend on that name. We do depend. So remember us as we gather. Help us to hourly, continually breathe forth our desires unto thee. Go before me. O appear. Hear my cries. So undeserved. We ask for those things that are not our right by nature. Lord, our place by nature is the bottomless pit. Were it not for electing love, oh, may we know thy divine appointments. Electing love. Ah, Lord, may we be led to the great high priest, the Lamb of God, the one offering, the Son of God, the Son of David, all in one, the very glory of the Father in grace, to the church, to the sinner. Remember this house of prayer. We pray for this house of prayer. Bless the ministry here. Bless all that is attended to in these services. Bless the dear deacons, those that lead the public worship, the church, the congregation. Those in more senior years among them, one lying afflicted, remember him in mercy and support the family. I do remember all in middle life, the young people, bless the Sunday school, bless the children, the babes. May they be heirs of glory. O Lord, I do remember those in affliction. We thank you for those measures of restoration thus far. We do acknowledge it, Lord. Pray for those full recoveries and that blessing. Let thy work appear, Lord. Add unto this house of prayer, let thy work appear. And what we pray for this house of prayer, and we think of one also in the Bethesda home, what we pray for this house of prayer, we pray for Zion. Remember thy people in affliction, in hospital, in pain, in suffering, here and elsewhere. Remember each in mercy. Return in mercy to us as a group of churches. We pray for Zion. the churches to which we are attached. Lord, help us to, Lord, humble ourselves under thy mighty hand and be nothing. And keep the door of our lips at all times, Lord, and let nothing break forth. And when we can pick holes in others, Lord, our heart is not right. It is our own need that must ever be paramount before us. O Lord, do help us then. Bless thy servants, the editors of our magazines, the secretaries of our charitable societies. Bless them in their labours. So, Lord, we pray for thy servants laid aside in affliction. Grant those restoring, recovering, healing mercies. Remember those that are in old age. Remember the brief cause at this time. Remember thy servant duty to go to Australia. Go with him, bring him back safely. Do remember Zion then. Oh, do bless us as a group of churches. Bless thy one church, the missionaries where thy name is feared, thy word is read, thy one Israel in this land. Lord, have mercy on England. Appear for us in these dark and solemn times. Bring us as a nation to repentance. Lengthen out our Protestant heritage, our civil liberties. Pray for our Queen. We thank thee for her, Lord, this Jubilee year. We tremble when she is gone, but thou reignest. We look to thee. Dear Lord, we acknowledge and thank thee for every mercy, every favour, every blessing we have, abundance of supply, answers to prayer, helps by the way. Dear Lord, many mercies, manifold mercies. But, O Lord, those spiritual mercies. Oh, do revive us. Oh, come. Oh, come, Lord Jesus, we pray. Come and help us. Appear in the pathway. Oh, my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Bring us to thy mercy seat, thy footstool continually. And do speak, Lord, do confirm. Confirm every exercise, a right exercise. Lead us according to thy will and thy word. O Lord, do have mercy and bless us then. Now help us through this hour, we pray. Come, undertake. What is sown in weakness, thou canst raise in power. Lord, it is a cry, help me. Oh, do undertake. Bless the singing of thy worthy prize. Now we fall into thy hands, we humble ourselves under thy hand. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I humbly pray. Oh, Lord, thou knowest, gather us up. Gather us up in every matter. Let not a hoof be left behind in every matter. Gather us up into thy bosom. We pray, and even I will carry and will deliver you. How my soul pleases it, Lord. Come. Come, dearest Lord. Have mercy on me. Fulfill thy word, thy promise, thy counsel of old. Undertake. So we ask thy presence, the Holy Ghost here, the presence of Emmanuel, the angel of thy presence, that the word, the words of the gospel may be manna, that we may gather and beat out, and Lord, know that which is baked in the fire. Lord, do bless us and help us, and may we feed a heavenly food, we pray, for the great name's sake of Emmanuel, for thy name's sake, O Lord. Amen.
Hymn 136. Dear refuge of my weary soul, on thee when sorrows rise, on thee when waves of trouble roll, my fainting hope relies. 136.
Thank you.
In complete dependence upon the Lord, I will draw your attention to the book of Psalms, Psalm 31 and verses 14 and the first part of 15. Psalm 31, verse 14, and the first part of 15. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Psalm 31, verses 14 and part of 15. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. David, in this psalm, where he pours out his soul in the exercise of faith and of complaint, not a peevish complaint in a complaining spirit, but laying out his sorrow, his need, his difficulty unto God. It does follow, our text follows that time where he says his life is spent with grief and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. Spiritual language, friend. I keep hearing that how we need the ministry to appeal to all men. That is true, but when you look back to the history of our churches, those in soul need came in, sometimes from outside, and the preaching was on soul experience, and it suited their case. Now, are we found in the Psalms, in our experience? Are we breathing the language of God's Holy Ghost in the breathings of living desires after God, of confessions, of these complaints? You know, dear friends, it sounds heavy language naturally. You wouldn't go outside and say, does it, well, my life is spent with grief and my years with sorrow. They say, well, pull yourself together and get on with it. And you've got a lot to be thankful for, but these are spiritual living breathings before God. And he says, I was reproached among all mine enemies. David has enemies. And he did have enemies. And God's people will always have enemies. Mighty enemies without, much mightier within. I wonder how many of us feel the might of the enemy within sometimes, and our nature only too ready to go down the path that is forbidden and where the new principle would not go. And I'm forgotten as a dead man out of mind. You know, when the Lord hides his face, you'll feel like that. Because when the Lord hides his face, dear friend, there is a flatness. There is a death. There's a feeling of self upon the heart. And he goes on and complains. I have heard the slander of many. Fear was in every side. Where they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. Well, David, of course, was a public figure. and hence the reason for that particular language. But we have those many enemies, and there is opposition, and maybe you may experience those enemies in your life. But where does David come? He comes back. He comes back to his living hope. Is that where you keep having to go back? David started the psalm, and it's a blessed word. It's been a good word to me personally. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. And he goes on and speaks the very language of the Lord Jesus as he gave up the ghost. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. And he says also, there was known my soul in adversities. But in the text he says, he comes to this, but I trusted in thee. I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Now these are connected. I know the verse goes on, delivering from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. David was in sore distress. And make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. You know, he comes back to his song again. And he could speak from experience. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee. Before the sons of men thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence and the pride. Dear friend, you want the secret of his presence. I don't say it lightly. Some of the language of the hymns and scripture are very high for a tender soul. But how true it is. In thy presence, I am happy. Have you been led, anyone here, to have a little touch, a presence of the shadow of the Almighty upon your soul? You'll know that hymn writer was led of the Spirit. You'll know how true, though high, but how true the language is. In thy presence I am happy. Friend, I vouch for it. In thy presence I am secure. But now comes the utterance that may bring a trial of your faith, a fear. In thy presence all afflictions. Now it's true, but not easy, not easy. I can easily endure. That easiness isn't the general easiness of flesh. It is under the support of the soul when Christ is made very precious to the heart. And then that language can be said, can be uttered. Friend, it's high language, I know, and I actually, that third line, I have to hesitate to say it, but I know it to be true. I hope from a little sweet experience. But I must get back to the word, my time's in thy hand. It was actually this verse, this sentence that brought me to the word, my times are in thy hand, but it seemed to join with the preceding verse. Dear friend, what a mercy to be able to trust in him at all times. David was actually taught to do so in his life. He was brought to it. He was brought to in repentance, to confess his sin. The Lord, you know, I want to just point out the grace of God for a moment. When he sent Nathan with that solemn message, he gave a covenant promise to David in the same breath. Thou shalt not die. The Lord hath put away thy sin. But David needed that grace then to plead. And dear friend, if the Lord has favoured your heart, and I pray he may, oh, I can only point the way. Friend, I can only lift him up, for you have an advocate, or you have a sacrifice for your sin to plead. When I speak about sin, I speak about its nature, the death it's brought. I may not necessarily be speaking about wrong actions, public actions as David, but I speak of our nature, our failings, our barrenness, our proneness to wander, our failings, our shortcomings, our sins of omission. But there is a place, and David had something that he could plead with God what God had said. Have you been led here to plead what Jesus has done? I know this is my constant theme, and I worry about a sameness, but you know, I don't know about you, and I won't give lengths of weeks or days or months, but there is a constant going back to have to plead the grace that is with God in his only begotten Son. Is there not? That's where I have to live. I have to keep going back. Keep coming to the same place. And pleading that fullness. For his life in that fullness. And there's the presence of the Almighty, dear friends, in that atonement. And that is the life that is set and the joy that is set before his people. And he's come to plead that full sacrifice whereupon is eternal life. It was a glorious double act, you know. It was death in reconciliation for poor sinners such as us. We don't deserve it. We have no right, no name, no memorial in Jerusalem. We have no claim on God. But the sinner pleads what is provided for the lost. For the lost. And there is a ransom for the lost. It is to be lost. And to feel it sometimes. And to feel it, the death of it. And oh, to plead that reconciliation, that atonement for our sin, the life given as a ransom, our redemption. You know, there is a payment made. Payment God cannot twice demand. Dear friend, then there is the resurrection following this blessed atonement. Because I live, because I live, you shall live also. You know that glorious resurrection. That is wherein we live. He rose from the dead, from what it was. In a mystical, spiritual way, his people rose with him, meaning in his heart, upon his name's upon their breast. And there, if your name was inscribed there, and that's what you long to know. But the one that is the one who is breathing forth those desires for the life that rose from the dead for them. Now, he was eternal. He didn't in that sense lose his life because he is God. His soul lived forever, but he laid it down voluntarily that his people may in union rise with him from their felt death. Because I live, ye shall live also. Oh, are you brought to trust in this? Friend, one place of trust only. God has provided a mercy seat. God has not only provided a mercy seat, He's provided a pleading ground for you to make your requests and pour out your confessions and your sorrows. And dear friend, He's provided the high priest, the hearing ear, and the grace to go with it. God has a hearing ear, friend. He has a hearing ear, you know. And it is open to the poor and the needy, the knock by the way. You know, God does hear. What does He hear from us? I wonder what He hears from us. Humble confessions. Heart anxieties. Groaning sorrows. Complaints like Paul. Oh, wretched man that I am. Friend, you get exasperated yourself 1,000 times a day? Do you literally groan out? Does your frame groan before God? He hears it. Oh, how you long for something. Friend, even, I tell you this, try some dead prayers now. You understand what I'm saying? What I mean is how you feel. That's the time to begin to take up prayer, when you feel dead. And begin to beat upon the chest like the publican. God hears. He has a hearing ear. And you know, the God of heaven, as you plead, oh, that name, with ardent desire, with longings, with some understanding of the grace that is in Him, of the love of God, the very life of God in the Son. He was the second person, remember, and co-equal, co-eternal, to plead and to love His name and to love His word. And we have to come to this, oh, how I love Thy law, to see the Moses law to be pure and holy and just, but to confess the weakness, or to confess the failure, or to confess the a continual breaking of it, to come short and to weep, and but to plead that, oh, that full death. Now the Father loveth the Son. Or that you might understand how God sent forth His Son in, who can begin to explain the depth of that love and the unity of heaven above. You know, this is the name the Father loves to hear His children plead. Why? Why? He was His only begotten. He was His only begotten. This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him. The Father was, you know, oh, what love upon His church, but how He loved His Son to bring forth in obedience to answer the curse. Well, these are deep mysteries. Ask for little leading into them. Your soul will be satisfied in seeking a little leading here, you know. Friend, you may not understand. You may say, this is beyond me. Humbly ask for little leading into the love of God concerning the atonement of His Son. And how He loved His people there, and the fullness of that sacrifice. Trust. One place of trust. Wilt thou cast down, O my soul? Wilt thou disquiet me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. One place of trust, friend, for life. For pathway, for the hour of departure, when we come, oh, we shall come there. Who knows what weakness may be upon us? We are coming there, friends. One place of trust, or to be have a well-grounded hope in Emmanuel. Ah, your friend, the way of life is pantings, longings, sighings, exercise of soul, apprehension, laying hold of, bringing forth, pleading, venturing, approaching is the way of life, approaching God through his only begotten Son, and how he sits there, the hymn writer says, a willing Saviour too. Now that is true, friend. You know, I want to come to the latter part. My times are in thy hand. Or can you trust that? Or can you trust that this night? I don't believe a living soul will automatically answer yes. Inwardly he knows it's true, but he longs to rest in it. I didn't mean to keep banging the pulpit, dear friends. Rest in it. To rest in that trust. To rest in that knowledge. That your times are his and his. Oh, they could lie down there safely. Oh, you could feel it to be true. Oh, you could lie down there and wait patiently for him. The psalmist closed, be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Now, the wise man Solomon speaks of those times. I wonder whether to read it, but was led really to the chapter I read, which I want to refer to. You know, to everything there is a season, a time to be, a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to every purpose. I won't go through this long list, you know the chapter. A time to be born and a time to die, and a long list here. A time to love, a time to hate. Dear friend, all my times are in thy hand, and all events at thy command. He that formed me in the womb, who shall guide me to the tomb, all my time shall ever be ordered by his wise decree. But I want to come somewhere else first. I wish to speak of the pathway to our encouragement. But I want to come somewhere else first, dear friends. You know, I do love that hymn 61. I hope many of you here can breathe this language, and I hope those that who are seeking him will be brought to the language to rejoice and sing aloud in Jesus' name. Determined, and I love the language here of Mr. Burnham. Determined was the manner how God's determinate to decree for you. He watched on, he looked over, he brought you on. He led you to a place where he would begin to deal with you and where he would favour you in soul by and by in due time. You know, it was a joy, a time of love. You have rejoiced in that time of love. May you rejoice in that time of love. You know, dear friend, so did heaven. So did heaven rejoice in that time of love. And so did heaven rejoice when you prayed. Determined was the manner how. Oh soul, the love of God toward men, toward poor sinners. Friends, you're always going to be singing this as you go along. Why was I made? And I repeat this often because it's a weekly business with me. Why was I made? To hear his voice and enter while there's room. While trillions make a wretched choice and rather starve than come. Why me, O blessed God, why me? Why such a wretch as me? Do you know what hell is? Oh, do you know, dear friend, it's not some anticipation of something you don't want. It's in here. The hell within. Where there's a worm here, as begins here, you felt it. Grace brings you forth from it. The old is cast out. Satan is cast from heaven as lightning. He's cast out. The new man of grace, who forever must lie in hell. The consequences, the shame of your heart and life were not salvation free. Free. Have you been led to this blessed free mercy, free grace in Christ the Son of God? You will rejoice. Determined was the manner how eternal favours he'd bestow. Yea, he decreed the very place where he would show triumphant grace. I don't want to set up too high a standard, but friend, I have sometimes greatly rejoiced and wondered at the Lord's great mercy in his divine appointment. Never do we forget a certain date and an evening and other places as well. Also, the means were fixed upon, their trying means. Oh, they were solemn means God used. Has God used any solemn means in your life to bring you to pray, to bring you to the Lord's feet? Through which his sovereign love should run. So time and place, yea, means and mode, were all determined by our God. In every mercy full and free, a sovereign God I wish to see how grace, free grace has reigned in every blessing he ordained and so forth. I could go on with the hymn, but we must move on. Dear friend, are we? My times are in thy hand. What a blessing it would be if we are brought to the feet of Jesus in preparation for that great day. If you are brought to Christ, friend, it means one thing. You may fear to be a Judas. It means heaven, heaven. How your soul is bowed down with the pathway, with all that is appointed in that pathway. Friends, I said purposely, all that is appointed. For the text says, my times are in thy hand. Are you troubled that, how have I got into this mess? Why is this matter so trying? How did this happen? Well, I hope you're looking within and saying, Lord, Lord, thou hast brought me into this place. Thou didst allow me to see my sin. Thou didst bring me here and to see that he has shown you the evil of your heart and the consequences of your spirit and your will. But there he brings you in grace, dear friend, to show forth recovering grace, restoring grace, eternal love. Amos says, shall a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in a city and the Lord hath not done it? Dear friend, we limit God, your pathway. Oh, may there be many here this night who know their pathway is appointed of the Lord. My times are in thy hand. But I must come then further than this. I don't want to preach fatalism, you know. I don't want to preach fatalism. And I don't want to preach presumption either. It's a fine line. Dear friend, what a mercy if our times are brought on, where we might know him more and be found in him. And you know, the apostle here is using in Philippians some very blessed, sweet language by experience. To know him. Mercy. Fullness. Love. Compassion. Blessing. That's to know him. Not about him. To know that grace, compassion on your heart, your soul. Answers to prayer. Remembered you in your low estate. Had compassion. Behold, I've set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Dear friend, all that door of heaven. But there are many doors, little tokens of heaven, of God's love below in the pathway, I may know him. Paul says, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness. Be found in him, or to be found in him now. Oh, what a mercy, my times. Thus appointed, his wise appointments to admire, or to wonder, such love to you. So perhaps there's someone here troubled. How can God take the detail of my life? Why should God take my details down? Why should he appoint my details? Why should he have compassion upon me? Why should he answer that particular prayer? I'm going to say particular prayers. Not just one, many particular things, details that you bring before him. An omnipresent, dear friends, omniscient, omnipotent God. What a glorious truth we have here. A God of love. He who delighteth in mercy. Oh, to be found in his mercy. That is his delight. This is my beloved son. That's where he pleased for lost man. Where the fullness of the Godhead should dwell in him bodily. Be found in him. To be found in his mercy. To be found in his love. You know, that word is into death. Swallowed up in victory. One place. One place only. Be found in him. Friend, and the deaths oft that Paul spake of, although meaning there literally and spiritually together, because he was in great dangers literally, physically, as he went forth, but deaths oft. Do you know those deaths oft? The dangers oft? The power of the tempter oft. The solemn awfulness of drifting with no line to hold. Have you felt your boat drifting with the rudder gone, no compass, and the engine failed? To then trust in God. Then trust in God. That's where Paul came to. At the time of that great Euroclydon. Oh, how the angel stood with him that night. You see, out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord, cries David. Still to have one place of trust found in him. You know, there is the pathway and the trials of faith, aren't there? I read that portion of dear David. And, you know, David was so brought low. It was a time of, you know, he that was anointed king, brought right into the enemy's place. The Philistines were the sorest enemies of Israel at that time. There were others, of course, the Amalekites, were the cause of the chapter we have, and the Ziklag being burned with fire. There were many enemies. They were an ancient enemy. They were the enemy that attacked them soon after coming out of Egypt. But the Philistines were, in fact, the major warrior-like people that afflicted Israel at that time. And there was David in the camp of Achish. And he anointed king. What a humiliation. He was there a year and 4 months. What a humiliation. And now the Amalekites invade. And David is found in the very place, in the camp of where the enemies of Israel are. His own people is anointed over. Oh, how he had to trust, how he had to pray. We're not told all that David's experienced there, or his feelings, or we're told of some in the Psalms. But now the Amalekites invade. It seems like a double blow. You know, and then his own followers, they were turning on him for the bitterness of their loss. David had his own loss, and so did his followers. And there they spake of stoning him. What an end. You know, dear friends, it's not a story. David had to realize he was in danger. And even he got no support. We put it this way, very little support from his followers who had been so far loyal to him. What could David do? You know, he did not know what Saul was doing at that time. He did not know that Saul had gone to the witch. He did not know that Saul the very next day would be in eternity, as Samuel told him, or the Spirit told him, the familiar Spirit in the appearance of Samuel. God using that Spirit Balaam. Therefore, instead of Israel's blessing, Saul's destruction, but for David's blessing. What a solemn thing. Saul prosperous, initially popular, and how he failed quickly. What solemn matters arose here. You know, according to the prophet, according to God's will, the lion of the Son of God should be from Judah. You know, dear David, those things might be out of mind. For the people spake of stoning him. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And he asks for Abiathar to bring forth the ephod. And the Lord speaks to him in compassion. Is there someone here who's longing for restoring mercies? I believe, dear friends, if people are ever, if they've had that living touch, they're longing for that restoration. They're longing for those past mercies, the establishment. Do you long for the restoration? He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Oh, dear friend, David recovered all. But what a time. What a time. The trial of your faith appointed. Nehemiah, his time was appointed of sadness. Sanballat, Geshem, and Tobiah were all appointed to try and hinder the work. Nehemiah's faith is sharpened and he prays. Dear friend, my times are in thy hand. I trusted in thee. Where is our trust this night? In the fiery trial, in the lowliness, in the sorrow, in the pathway unto the Lord's hiding. Or can you feel this to be true this night? My times are in thy hand. All events at thy command. Lord, help me. The time of Not, friends, the outward time only of the pathway of the trial is appointed. But the time of blessing is appointed. They go hand in hand. That you might know that God has appointed your present captivity, your present sorrow, your present pathway, your present trial, yet has appointed the blessing. Appointed it. He's not appointed only a throne of grace, you know. That's a great blessing. We could preach that. Has he appointed you to come to it? To know it? Appointed you to know this place and appointed you at times to get favour there, to have access there. Appointed. What a blessing. Oh, what life. You know, this is the appointments of eternal life beginning on earth. Soul, are you being led here? Are you being led here to know my times are in thy hand? You know, the day of deliverance must come and will come. Not only that you shall have these tokens of his mercy below, and how you long for that. You know, dear Abraham, when he was so exercised concerning a son, it wasn't just the providential blessing of the son. It was as if the blessing that promised came, the promised blessing came. What God had said came to pass. And there he was favoured in soul. And there he rejoiced and beheld the fulfilling of God's covenant with him. Jesus said, Abraham saw my day, he saw it and was glad, he rejoiced, was glad. I believe he saw it at Moriah. The trial of your faith. Oh, to, dear friend, to know the blessing, the time of deliverance, when your sins will be forgiven. You know, I know we could speak of heaven and say, oh, the fullness there of grace. Oh, the victory, thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. But oh, to feel below the effect of that atonement of Jesus' precious blood, our sins forgiven. I have blotted out. Dear Lord, do speak that word to some heart. I have blotted out thy sins as a thick cloud and thy transgressions. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions and thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Return unto me. You know, and the renewing. To hear his voice, that I am with thee, will never forsake thee. I will go before thee. I will help thee in a particular matter. The Redeemer's voice, I will help thee. Are you exercised for it? O make all my goodness pass before thee, proclaim of the name before thee, the name of the Lord before thee. All for heaven, friends. All an appointment of eternal love and keeping. Why me? My times. Are you brought here to trust? Are you brought here to trust? To be able to fall into his hands. How we long for it. Friend, who can fall into the Lord's hand in theory? What a cold comfort. It's like Job's miserable comforters. It's a miserable comfort to your soul just to have a theoretical, fatalistic, well, my life's in the Lord's hand. That's not eternal safety, friend. It's been brought to the dear Lord to feel they're in the Redeemer's hand in preparation. You know, I make this statement, when he is not first in the heart, You sometimes don't want to be in his hand, do you? When he's first, how you long for it. You rejoice in it, how you lie down in it, how you can walk in his will. When he is first in the heart. Now, dear friend, that's not easy, is it? What he brings us through, what he weans us from, what he leads us forth unto, this God of grace. You know, but in conclusion, dear friend, to lay hold of mercy. Lay hold of mercy. Jacob laid hold of mercy. The woman of Canaan laid hold of mercy. The woman of the shepherd laid hold of mercy. The dying thief laid hold of mercy. The apostle Paul laid hold of mercy. To know mercy. To know his grace and provision. But my God shall supply. Can you lie down there? My times are in thy hand. The time of supply. All your need. All your need. May the Lord let all, friend, all your need, according to his riches in glory, by Christ Jesus. I love that last. There is the glory. There's the grace. We may look at the need as being the blessed and the supply of all your need. Your heart riches in glory by Christ Jesus. There's the spring. There's the spring of the stream of mercy and help. Oh, favoured soul, if you can come here, oh, may you. I can't bring you there. No man has power. You can't bring yourself there to know the fullness of his love, his compassion. Why should he supply? Why should he hear? This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Well, that time has gone and I didn't realize it's 25 past. I must immediately close. Well, David's come here, but I trusted in thee, O Lord. One place of trust. I said, and I seem to overlook this, although I hope I spoke a bit of it. Oh, can you say, oh, thou art my God. Thou art my God. Father, Son, Spirit, through the grace, the glory, the fullness that's in Jesus, of the Father and the Spirit, they are being sent forth to your heart. Oh, what a mercy to say, thou art my God, my times, all these daily times, the daily need. The morning need when you wake up. I woke up so flat this morning. You know the feelings often I speak. The daily, sometimes I wake up lively. Sometimes, oh, so flat. I can't almost despair. Can't pray. Can't feel anything. Nothing in the heart. No movement. My times. How we have to try those dead prayers. My times. All those times of blessing. Are in thy hand, the hands that redeemed, the hand that drew, the hand that led, the hand that loves, the hand that will supply, thy hand.
God willing, Mr. Richard Field is expected to preach next Lord's Day. And there will be a prayer meeting on Monday evening with an address by Mr. Robert Field, who is also expected to preach on Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 377. My soul, take courage from the Lord, believe and plead his holy word. To him alone do thou complain, nor shalt thou seek his face in vain. 377. Thank you.
Bless thy word. Forgive every utterance amiss. Convey us to our homes in safety and in peace, Lord. We ask in thy worthy name, for thy sake. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost, abide with us each, now, forever. Amen.